And Mishnah says in Masechet Pesachim that there were certain places that had a custom on Leil Pesach not to have roasted meat. Makom shenagu shenadur achol seli b'Leil Pesachim. What's the reason for this custom? Because that the people shouldn't think that the people are eating Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach was only eaten roasted. Pesach enu nachal ela seli. And therefore the people are going to say, look, they're eating Korban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim. So they had the custom, no roasted meat. Some other communities, the Mishnah says, had the custom yet to eat roasted. It's dependent on minhagim. Seems clearly by the Ashkenazi communities, as the Mishnah Berura says, as Aruch HaShulchan says, in their places, the custom clearly was, shelo le'echol seli melele pesachim. Regarding minhag and halab, the Sefer Derech Eretz brings in the bowl and the minhag, that it's the custom not to eat roasted on Leil Pesachim. And then on the bottom, in the footnotes, he quotes a sefer called Bet HaBechira that says the custom was to eat roasted. So it seems that there's a debate regarding roasted or not. However, it seems today, the minhag is, when it comes to at least the zeroa, let's talk about, which is on the plate of the seder, we not only roast it, but we boil it after in order to alleviate this problem. So it's roasted and then boiled. Regarding other pieces of meat, our custom also, we do not have roasted. But what? The way we cook in a pot. What do we cook in a pot? We cook in a pot usually with water and something like that. That would be called bishul. Clearly bishul is okay on the night of Pesach. It should be noted also something that's called slikedar. Slikedar is they roasted in a pot. That also would be okay on the night of Pesach. However, this law should be noted doesn't only apply to red meat. It applies to anything that's slaughtered. So, for example, even chicken, the custom is not to have roasted. Or for that matter, liver. Liver, the only way to have it is to roast it because you have to get the blood out. Therefore, the custom is either to roast it and then boil it, which would make it okay. But if it's just roasted, so the custom again would be to refrain from it. It should be pointed out that a roasted egg would be okay. Roasted fish would be okay. Roasted vegetables would be okay. The minhag only went as far as roasting pieces of meat, but not other items. Now the question would be, what about eating the zeroa itself? Well, some have a custom, during the Shulchan Orech, or right before it, they take the zeroa, they cut it up, and they eat it. Some people look forward to this all year long. So as long as the zeroa is cooked, so it's permissible to eat from it, that's the way Acham ben Zion comes out in Ole Zion, that's the way Acham Avadiyah comes out as well. Of course, if it was roasted, then we would not eat from it, although we would leave it on the seder plate. But since, again, I said our custom is to roast and then cook it, there would be no problem whatsoever to eat the zeroa itself. Now, regarding this custom of not eating roasted on Pesach, it's only on the night of Pesach, meaning that for us, the two nights of seder. But during lunch, it's clearly permissible to have roasted and no problem. Only on the night where they used to eat the korban, Pesach, that's when already we have to be stringent. The Rama brings down in Taf Ayin Vav, it is the custom to have an egg on the night of Pesach, which is our custom as well. Different reasons were given. Some say the egg is the food of mourners, and we know that always on the first night of Pesach is the same night as Tisha B'Av, Al Matzot Umrorim. The night of Matzah is also the night of Maror, and therefore to commemorate the Churban Beit HaMikdash, Tisha B'Av, they eat an egg as a sign of mourning. Of course, there's other reasons as well why we eat the egg. Halakha conclusion says that one should enjoy the sa'uda, but one should not fill himself up to the extent where he's not going to be able to eat the afikoman, where it's going to be gorging, where he's going to eat it be'achila gasa, nor should he drink excessively either, nor he should become chas v'shalom drunk, where we will not be able to fulfill the rest of the seder alayla.